Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. In these days together, we have settled into a chapter at the very end of the Bible. This is the final book of the 66 books of the Bible, the Revelation of Jesus Christ. The chapter we're looking at is chapter 4, and yesterday I gave you the outline I will be leading us through. I'll remind you of that now, and then we'll dig in. Taking Thanksgiving as our theme, I want you to understand first how to locate or how to place Revelation chapter 4 in the entire book of the Revelation. We will do that today. Second, I want to identify for you who is the one sitting on the throne. Third, I want to identify for you the 24 elders. In the passage, the 24 elders sit on 24 thrones, which are located around the throne. The question is, who are these 24 elders? We will discover their identity. Fourth, I want to identify for you who are the four living creatures. The four living creatures have a key part to play here in the worship of God. They are the ones thanking God in verse 9 of Revelation 4, so we must understand who these are. Who are the four living creatures? And fifth, I will make application of all of this to our lives. That is our outline. And let's dig in on point one. Locating Revelation chapter 4, finding its place in the entire book. And just at the end last time, I told you that the revelation of Jesus Christ is easily outlined when we read just one verse. That verse is in the first chapter. Hear now God's word to you from Revelation 1, verse 19. Therefore, write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after these things. This is Jesus speaking to the Apostle John, and he tells John to first write the things which you have seen. Second, he tells John to write the things which are, and third, to write the things which will take place. This breaks down into three major sections of the book. Simply, Revelation chapter 1 is the things which you have seen. Revelation chapters 2 and 3 is the things which are. And Revelation chapters 4 through 22 is the things which will take place after these things. So our chapter that we're going to be looking at fits where? Chapter 4 kicks off, it begins the third section, future events. The events described here are the revelation of what is to come. God is one who reveals the future. God does not hide how the world will end and what the future beyond this world holds for each and every person. God is clear. Just as God is clear about exactly how the world began in the first book of the Bible, Genesis, so too God is clear about exactly how the world ends and eternity continues. And so that you can see clearly how Revelation chapter 4 begins, the last section of the Revelation, listen as I read chapter 4 and verse 1. This is Revelation 4, 1. After these things, I looked. After these things. After what things? Well, this is after the heavenly vision John has had in chapter 1 and the letters to the churches that Jesus had commanded him to write and send to those churches in chapters 2 and 3. After those things, now the Apostle John is about to see even more. John continues in verse 1 of chapter 4. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I had heard, like the sound of a trumpet speaking with me, said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after these things." This voice that John hears is the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. The door is standing open into heaven, and Jesus speaks. The voice of Jesus is like the sound of a trumpet, because when Christ speaks, he speaks with commanding authority. The voice of the Lord is not a still, small voice. He is the master. He has all power and all authority in heaven and on earth. And Jesus says to his slave John, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after these things." Now, John obviously knew the Lord from when they were together on earth. Jesus in human flesh called John to be his disciple and apostle. And now they are reunited in this vision of heaven. Imagine what that was like for John. You and I, followers of Christ, we have never seen the Lord Jesus with our own two eyes, but one day we too shall see him. Oh yes, we shall behold him. Reminds me of that tune, "What a Day That Will Be." What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. If you do not know this song, Google it, sing it, hum it, whistle it. It's a good one. Okay, this is our first point on the outline. We've located the proper place for chapter 4 in the Revelation. By the command of Jesus and in the presence of the Holy Spirit, who illuminates John's mind to see the vision, John is now going to tell us what he sees. And this leads us straight into the second point on our outline. I want to identify for you who is the one sitting on the throne. Let me read for us Revelation 4, continuing with verse 2. "Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was standing in heaven, and one sitting on the throne. I is John, and there's the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. I was in the Spirit." Notice that Spirit is capitalized, meaning the Holy Spirit. And look what John sees. He sees a throne standing in heaven, and there is one sitting on the throne. And this throne is central to the whole chapter. In your own imagination, you want the throne front and center. And the key question is, who is sitting on the throne? Well, again, as with the Spirit, when you get to your Bible, you'll notice that one, as in the one sitting on the throne, is also capitalized. Capital O-N-E. This one is God. This is God's throne. And we should think of this throne as more a symbol of sovereign rule, reign, and authority, rather than as a throne that a human king or queen, think Queen Elizabeth, would sit on. God, of course, is not limited to a piece of furniture, but this is God. And this throne of God is written about 11 times in just this one chapter of Revelation 4. I told you it has a central place in the vision. As you may already know, in the Bible, when others had a vision of heaven, God is pictured as being seated on his throne. Isaiah saw this in his vision. This is Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. "In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple." Isaiah 6, 1. And over in 1 Kings chapter 22 and verse 19, listen to the prophet Micaiah. This is 1 Kings 22:19. Micaiah said, "Therefore hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing by him on his right and on his left." And then there is what the psalmist wrote in Psalm 47 verse 8. I love this. Psalm 47, 8, "God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne." This is so true. The Bible is consistent. God is on the throne. And so who is on the throne in Revelation 4, verse 2? The one is God. The one sitting on the throne is God. And stick with me for just one more detail. You may have missed it on a casual reading or hearing of this text, but notice the one is sitting on the throne. What does it mean that God is seated? It means this: God is judging, God is ruling, God is reigning. R-E-I-G-N, reigning over the world in judgment. Clearly, God is our judge. God is judge. And that is what God being seated means. We could well stop here and talk at length about the judgment of God, but that is not our purpose at this time. But we must do that another time. On Monday, when you return, we're going to spend a little time on verse 3, learning what surrounds God on this throne, and then we'll move into the third point on our outline. But as I leave you today, I hope we're clear. Who is the one seated on the throne that John sees in his heavenly vision? The one is God. The one is God. By the way, read in Daniel chapter 7 and Ezekiel chapter 1 for more visions of this throne. That's Daniel chapter 7, verses 9 and 10, and Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 26 through 28. These are Old Testament texts. The books of Daniel chapter 7, verses 9 and 10, and the book of Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 26 through 28. We are on the move now, picking up some speed as we go through our outline. Isn't this fascinating? Remember, the ones giving thanks to God in heaven are all around his throne. The throne is where the action is at. So it was important on this broadcast and podcast that we know who is seated there. This throne, the symbol of God's sovereign reign, rule, authority, power, and judgment. What a mighty God we serve. Let's meet back here together again on Monday as we continue to discover who this God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others. And be sure and join me for the next one.